Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Queen City will wear the crown tonight. Dennis Smith Jr. taking a victory lap. It's a Hornets win. 110 to 104.
It is bad for your Dallas Mavericks. Good morning, Metroplex. It is a Monday morning here on The Fan. Sean and RJ. Sean Sharif is out. You got me, Bobby Belts, here with you. RJ Choppy, Peyton Russell on the board. Ryan Cotrera on the video. Chop, this Mavericks team is, I genuinely don't know what to say.
No one's dying.
Well, I mean, your career's dying, Jason. This is something, I think, Chop, where you, me, and Corey Majors, I know, had agreed, and Sean was kind of stunned by it. Kid doesn't lose his job. I think we've kind of felt that way and said, nah, Kid's back next year, blah, blah. We came out of this weekend and I said, Kid's in trouble.
There's one caveat to that, and this goes for every coaching situation in the history of sports.
Team quits.
If you lose the team, then that dynamic changes. The moment he said he's a spectator, I think he kind of started losing that.
Yeah.
The moment he said that, it was like, oh, no. And there was an article written on, it may have been Mavs Moneyball website,
mm-hmm,
about this, saying like, the moment you lose the team, the moment you say you're a spectator, there's no reason for the players to listen to you anymore. There's no reason for that. Now, I also think that, like, this is not a head coach in the NFL. You know, Major League Baseball, you know, no offense, Banny. I love Banny. But, you know, like, when you got, like, you're basically mending and you know, keeping relationships. Keep the players entertained, keep them engaged, keep them happy, keep them ready to go. You know, you're not cracking skulls out here, right?
Right.
With these players. You don't do that in baseball. You don't do that in basketball.
You're more pushing buttons.
You don't have. Don Nelson, Big Don, used to say he had like 5 or 6 bullets a year.
Yep.
That he could pull. That's gone. You don't have that anymore, okay? Now in today's NBA, you got maybe 2 or 3. These players don't want to hear it. At the moment, though, but they do still want a leader. They do still want some kind of structure. The moment you say you're a spectator, now what? You're a schedule maker? You're making our practice times?
The Mavericks were 16. They just had a 2-game set with the Hornets, one in Dallas and then one on the road in Charlotte. And the Hornets are a bad basketball team. They're really bad, and they're without LaMelo Ball, and there's really not anything good going on with Charlotte. Charlotte comes into Dallas as 16-point underdogs, beats the Mavericks by 8. And that was the biggest money line victory. Like that was the biggest underdog with a money line victory in the NBA this year, Chop.
It was?
Yeah. Nobody had won being a 16-point underdog or worse in a game. Yikes. So Mavericks lose that one. You roll into Sunday, go to Charlotte. You're sitting down saying, all right, they have to come in more locked in. They have to come in more focused. And they get drubbed in the first quarter. 12.5-point favorites. They go on the road. You're 12.5-point favorites, the Mavericks. They lose again. They dropped this one 110-104 yesterday. Luka Doncic started the game 0 of 6. He ends up having actually a really good game. 40 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. But there's some concern about the way guys are talking in that building. 3 guys in particular. Jason Kidd, Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic. So let's go over this right now. Jason Kidd, this was after the Friday game, being asked about how awful their effort was in the beginning of the game. And so Jason Kidd was asked, hey, how do you feel the team's effort was in the first quarter tonight?
It was awful. Dog shit. You know, I think just understanding, you know, the talk before the game of what we're playing for, playoffs or championship, and to come out, you know, in that first half, but more or less the first quarter, and give up 37, the interest level wasn't high. You know, it's just, you know, disappointing.
That's what you want to hear. The interest level, Jason Kidd saying the interest level from his team wasn't high. And this is saying,
love hearing that.
We had talks before the game, you know, talking about how important this game was, how critical it was. And you come out and play that flat. And then for it not even to be a wake-up call, you're then the very next game against the very same team, you come out flat again. And you come out as flat as Kyrie believes the earth is. It's just, it's not good. They get rained down boos. This is not a booing city, generally.
No. They boo a couple of things. They boo the Cowboys on offense.
Mavericks don't generally get the boos.
Cowboys offense gets booed after like their, you know, second half, three straight three and outs. Right before halftime.
Yep.
If they have a sluggish end of the first half, they'll get booed while, you know, jogging off the field. They got booed at the end of the San Fran home playoff loss. It's not a boo city, though. They never boo the Rangers. Ever. You go out there, Bassick was telling a story about, you know, I think it was Colby Lewis. Went out there, gave up like four runs in the first inning, and he gets like a courtesy applause on the way out. Whereas like, and Bassick had just played for the Mets, where they would have murdered his family and put his house on the market if that happened in Queens. So,
and if you know anything about this housing market right now, right, that's really bad.
So we know this is not a booing city. And for you to get booed at home, for you to get booed, it takes a lot. And the only thing that fans west of, you know, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the only thing they will boo is poor effort.
Micah Parsons, Harrisburg.
That's right.
Shout out to them.
That's the only thing they will boo is poor effort. And if you don't give effort, you got a chance of getting booed. And that's what, like, I get it, okay? It's hard to get up for every game. It really is. I know it says like, well, it's 2 hours.
It's a grind.
It's 2 hours. It's a two-hour game. You're playing a kid's game. Yeah, it's to these guys, not a kid's. It's a job to them. All right? Like, even like us, we work in the toy department of life. It's still a job to us. So, like, yeah, there are times where it's like, oh, I don't have to show today. It happens. Right? Yeah. It just happens. Like today, for example. I'm just kidding. No, so,
that was more Friday. That was more Friday.
But, like, this is what's, you know, you're going to have, when a guy doesn't run a ground ball at the first, I don't, like, whatever.
Sure.
Like, give me 100% of what you can that day. Sometimes your 100% is 80% that day because you're just worn out. The players have told us, though, in the NBA, sorry, for years, they've told us for years, they don't care about the regular season. They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't care about the regular season. So I take the approach, well, why should I then? And that's why I don't get upset. But
you should care about it to the extent you get in the playoffs.
That's it. Okay, you should care about it. And if you're not getting the playoffs or you're fighting for a playoff spot, maybe you should care about it. Unless deep down this team knows we got no chance anyway. That we are broken, our coach is directionless. You know, the two-star players are like, eh, do they really like playing with each other? Maybe they just know. Maybe they just know. And if that's the case, put me out of my misery.
What did Kyrie Irving think about the booing on Friday?
So what? Just the way I feel about it. I've been in New York City, so I know what that's like. You know, you obviously want to play well, but there's only five people on the court that could play for the Dallas Mavericks. If the fans want to change places, then, I mean, hey, be my guest. Got years of work ahead of you to be great enough to be on this level. But that our focus isn't necessarily on the boos. It should be on our performance and just being there for each other. Boos are, you know, just part of the game.
Any issue with what Kyrie says there? I don't have...
With what part? With the fact that trade plays with us?
No, I don't love that. I don't love the, you come out here and play. Okay, that's ridiculous. That doesn't do anything. I like his ability to compartmentalize and say, look, is what it is, part of the job. doesn't bug me. That's great. I love that that doesn't rattle you. But just the flippancy of, so, like that, I don't like the tone is all, because I feel like you just went out there and laid an egg. You got the worst betting beat on the NBA season. You guys have been a complete disappointment since the trade, since Luka and Kyrie have played together. I'd like to see a little bit more of, look, fans, and give that second part of the answer. Boos are part of the game. It happens. We are not meeting our standard. We're just as upset with our play right now as everybody else is.
Yeah, I get it. I like that, though. Like, who cares about the boos? If you're a player, you gotta tune them out, man, right? You can't let the boos get. If you let the boos get to you, you are screwed. And he's right. He played in New York. Like, this is nothing. Like, what the Mavs fans did the other night, like, that's barely booing compared to what Kyrie has gone through with New York. So I think that it's understandable. He's got to take care of. They got to worry about the guys in that room. If that guys in that room don't believe, then, you know, we're screwed anyway.
It was far from the most concerning thing. The performances this weekend from the Mavericks were obviously concerning. Jason Kidd, the way that he's talking about, yeah, we knew we needed to be really locked in and we were completely flat. That's concerning. I think Kyrie's isn't concerning. I would have just liked to see him be a little more, hey, we're just as frustrated as they are. The most concerning aspect to come out of this weekend is there's something wrong with Luka Doncic. There is something off, and this is not speculation or anything else. This is something that he's openly talking about now. This was Luka Doncic after the game on Friday, and just listen to how beaten down he is.
I mean, yeah, it's really frustrating. You know, I think you can see it with me on the court. Sometimes I don't feel it's me, you know, just being out there. You know, I used to have really fun smiling on court, but it's just been so frustrating, maybe for a lot of reasons, not just basketball.
What else is going on?
I don't talk about my private life. Just a lot going on.
That is really troubling in the sense that Luka, I mean, you can hear it. I've never heard Luka down.
I've never heard him like that. Like, I mean, that, you know, we are finding out, like, he does live in the drama world a little bit too much.
Yeah, but it is a big, big deal to me that Luka is, and I'm not pointing any fingers yet. We need to, I guess, find out more and see how this progresses. But it's a big deal when Luka Doncic, who is, we've always said, he's a big kid out there. And some people feel he's too much of a kid at times, that he's too flippant and he's too lighthearted or whatever else. He does not look like the same guy out there. And for him to come out and say, I'm not having fun playing basketball right now, that's the kind of thing you say in a piece to Sports Illustrated in the summer when they're doing the autopsy and what happened to the Maverick. That's not something you say in season publicly. Usually it's a sources say Doncic lost his zeal for the game this past year. And then for him to say it's something off the court, basically saying there's off the court stuff that's affecting me.
And
on
look,
the court
that now. Happens. That happens.
And I have no idea what it is. So, I mean, it could be something, you know, super, super depressing, super personal to him that any of us would go, oh, okay, that makes sense. We just don't know. But Callie Kaplan tweeted this yesterday. He starts out 0-6. Callie Kaplan says, Luka is not himself. Walked slowly to the bench at the first quarter buzzer. Didn't reciprocate high fives. Plopped down on a chair separate from the huddle. Looks like a reaction any human might have while going through difficult personal time in life, not just a 30-16 deficit to the Hornets. Now, he came out in the second quarter, played really well, but man, this is troubling that Luka is as affected, it feels like, right now by the struggles of this basketball team, and that he's clearly dealing with something, because he does not seem like the same player or person right now.
He doesn't. And look, usually guys say they don't have fun in the sport they're in, like you said, in the off season, because that's where you really have to love the game, because you're getting no immediate satisfaction from the work you're putting in. When your off season training is the grind, That's the grind.
Yeah.
The immediate satisfaction is even being able to go out there and practice and play well, playing the games. There's no payoff. There's no immediate payoff, and we live in an immediate society. There's no immediate payoff for off-season training. That's when guys realize if they love, if they still enjoying what they're doing, or
yep.
they don't enjoy what they're doing. It's just like for us, like the show is the fun. Like the stuff that's the grind is doing like the getting ready for the show. The show itself is that's the easy part.
Yeah.
You know, and that's you know the other stuff is the off season, and you've got to enjoy it. Otherwise, you're never gonna be, you've got to do something else. You got to quit and do something else. And you know that's not what has to happen here. But like, man, if you're not having fun playing the actual games anymore, damn.
Now, the national conversation very quickly after that turned it around, seemed to try and say, oh, look, he doesn't like playing with Kyrie. A lot of reports came out immediately after that, including from Tim McMahon over at ESPN. Go, not what Luka's talking about. Luka's not talking about his relationship with Kyrie. Teammates really respect Kyrie to this point. Nobody, that is not what Luka's
My perception of Kyrie is so much better after a month and a half here than it was before. I think this dude is on a different level of cool. Like, I love a lot of, like, now I disagree with a lot of the things he said in the past and even still some here, but like his perception on life, he is not the guy I thought he was going to be. Like I can listen to his post game press coverage all day.
He's very intriguing when you hear him talk also. And we didn't even get a chance to dive into this. We'll talk about it a little bit more. Luka gets his 16th technical foul. He is now suspended one game pending whatever appeal that he has. The Final Four is set. There isn't a single number one seed in the bunch. Recapping a wild weekend of tournament basketball and why RJ Choppy will need to familiarize himself with how Gavin Spittle.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.